out of my spirit or out of my mind. Let's do it. I'm here. I'll do it. I'll be a part. Where we say, God, you can come and you can wrestle me and my problems in Jacob's situation, maybe my schemes and my fear and my doubt and my worry that Esau was coming to kill him. When was the last time that we said, Lord, I'm here. What do you need to rip out of my life where we let him come and move in us and speak to us? But I find that it's interesting that once we get right down to it, this fight has a turn to it. The fight goes from the man wrestling with him until the breaking of day. But then it goes on in verse 25 and says, when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the day is broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man came, God and his voice came to fight, to remove things from Jacob's life. But in the end, Jacob is the one who held on and said, I need to be conquered. I need for you to bless me. I need you to show yourself in my life. I need you to pour your spirit out upon me in a powerful and a real way. We must know we serve a God who is greater than us, and we cannot conquer much of anything until he conquers us. And there's nothing that is more important in our life to realize we need God to conquer us if we are going to conquer or do anything of importance. We need him. We need him to show himself and his hand upon us. We need the hand of God to move within us. Now, to begin to think about this conquering, and I can just imagine Jacob, almost maybe like a barroom fight. You know, if they had glass, they'd be hitting each other up over the head with glass bottles. I don't know. Like, just in my mind, like a crazy thing, like they're doing it. But really what I think we get right down to it is more of a few years ago, actually now it would have been probably a decade ago, I was at summer camp. And I need to move this out of the way real fast. And we have this amazing game at camp called Tire Wars. And Tire Wars is literally the greatest game in the history of games, in my opinion. And in this case, no one can beat me in this. It's just right. You're wrong if you think there's a greater game. What this game is there's about 100 tires, just like this, that have all the rims taken out. Most of them don't have wire, the cords showing. We try to get rid of those. But there's tires, big, huge stack of them, as tall as a person, say 6 feet tall, you know, 10, 12 feet around, just stacked up with tires. And the goal of this game is that each team, they'll send in whatever we call, so that maybe we call five men, five big guys sometimes. Maybe we'll do five smaller people or whatever it would look like. And you, each group sends those in, which means you have 50 people, possibly, running at this pile of tires, trying to collect as many tires as they can and to grab them and to take them back to their circle or to their team. Normally, where they're taking them back to is a leader who is sitting on a bucket, and the people bringing the tires are normally chucking these tires at the leader on the bucket. And that person, their life is in danger more than anybody else. But it is legitimately the greatest. I forgot to mention that there is also a mud pit that you are playing in. So there's about a 100-foot mud pit, a big circle mud pit all the way around, and it is generally like that deep with mud and water. It is a mess. Everybody that goes out there is completely soaking mud-filled. You can't see once you're done because it's just caked all over you. And so you can't see what's happening. But there was one specific year where I was a leader. I believe my first year as a youth leader, back from college, became youth pastor here at Radiant Life Church. And so we were asked to come and to be a part of this, right? So at the end, the adults get a play and kind of put on a, we'll call it a show for the children. I wanted to be sure it was a show. So at the end of this, we've gotten all these tires. I'm just a little guy out there. And this one guy named Sam Jennings, he's probably, I don't want to exaggerate, a foot would be too much taller than me, but at least 6 inches taller than I am, at least, and at least twice of me, just in general, we'll say. He is a tall guy and a big, strong guy. And so I've got all the tires I could, and I see Sam Jennings with one tire, the last tire on the field, and he's going back to his circle. So what does Pastor Chris do? What else would you do? I ran full speed as Sam Jennings, and I somehow I got my hand through the tire and around his leg and locked his leg and the tire, like, right here. So he is literally walking, just dragging me, like. It was crazy. But then they start the countdown, and I slowed him up enough that he didn't have enough time. So to get the tire back to his circle in time, he was going to have to throw the tire. My real goal was not to get the tire to my circle, but it was to not let him get the tire to his circle, right? That's where we were at. Well, Sam Jennings is big, and he's strong, and I'm not so much. And Sam Jennings, with me attached to the tire and his leg, just rips me off of his leg. I keep holding onto the tire, and he literally throws the tire to his pile with Pastor Chris holding onto that tire the whole way. And when I began to think about this story, somehow that's what came to my mind, is Jacob is holding on to this man. He's holding on for everything. You're not going to get away from me until I'm blessed. You're not going to get this tire to your corner. Now, in my case, I failed. He got the tire to his corner. And in fact, when I landed, the tire was on top of me. Aaron Pippen, one of the leaders, is like, everybody in the place, like, that's outside is like, oh, it just got quiet. And Aaron's like, are you okay, Chris? I'm like, threw the tire off. Good to go. Let's do it. It was an amazing moment. But Jacob, he held on. He didn't let, if we were playing tire wars, he didn't let him get ripped off where now he's just holding on to the tire. He held on. He wrestled this man. He said, no, I will not let you leave until you bless me. And there's something so powerful and mighty to realize. There's times when we have to do things that might be out of our norm. I could tell you there's no other time in my life I was holding on to a tire and a guy's leg, in which case he ripped me and threw me through the air onto a pile of tires. Never any situation like that. But I believe with God, there's moments where we need to lock into what he's doing and say, Lord, this is going to be a wrestling match. This is going to be hard. Why might it be hard? Because I have dealt with the same problems, the same sin issues, the same schemes that maybe Jacob dealt with. I've dealt with things over and over, and I've never been able to beat it. Maybe you're here today and you say, man, there's times when I want to fight, I want to do what I'm supposed to do, but in the end, I somehow flee. There's flight instead. I run away. And there's times in our life where we have to say, Lord, you've come, you're wrestling with me, and now I am not going to let you leave until this is simply beat. I'm not going to let you leave, maybe till last week's discussion of fear, till fear is out of my life. I'm not going to let you leave until maybe addiction or something that holds me or that I'm not proud of until it's gone. I'm not going to let you leave until what you are doing and how you are moving fully becomes real and active in my life. And that may mean I look silly as could be, holding on to a tire, flying through the air. But if God is the tire and his blessing is that tire, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to hold on to the tire until I'm victorious, until I win, until God says, yes, you've made it. And I can look out in this room and all the people that are online today, and I can see people that have been through crazy stuff. Maybe before they came to know Jesus, the things that you are bound or addicted or held by, and today those things are no more. Why? Because you got alone with God. You let God speak to you and move in your life, and you got a blessing. He delivered you. He set you free. He made you whole. He made you new. And today I believe that is what we see in this story. Jacob fought with God. He fought. He wrestled with this man, and he would not let him go until he was blessed. Even when he was hurt, even when his hip was out of joint, even when he was damaged, he said, I will not. No pain in my life, no discomfort in my life is good enough. I will fight for the things that are right. I will fight for what God has, and I will fight for the blessing that only God can give. Because we can't conquer much of anything until he conquers us. Hosea 12, 3 through 5 says, he took his brother by the heel in the womb, speaking of Jacob, and in his strength he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke to us. That is, the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorable name. Hosea could speak about what Jacob did and who he was and what he was, but he struggled with God. And we must be a people that are willing to struggle with God, to win, to be blessed, to have wholeness in our life and who we are. God is so good. The fight begins with realizing that the blessing comes when we are conquered. And it's something that we don't like. There aren't very many people in this room who say, I love to lose or I love to be conquered. But when it comes to the things of God, only blessing comes when I conquer, am conquered, and I lay everything down before God. I can only be victorious when I lay everything down and say, Lord, you are the conqueror in my life. You are the one that's going to bring me wholeness. You're the one that's going to get the schemes out of my life. You're the one that's going to free me and make me well. And today is a day to say, Lord, come, fight. And when you open the door, I'm not going to let go until it's done. I'm not going to let go till I have victory. I'm not going to let go until you have shown yourself mighty in my life. I need to be alone, a fight for blessing, but it led to something that is really important, and that is a name that matters. Verses 27 through 30, it says, and he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Your name, Jacob. It must have felt a sense of shame admitting when he said his name. What did that represent? It represented his scheming, his conniving. It represented all the things that he had done that were not right. It represented the issues and the problems of his life. It represented his failure. It represented each one of these things. But the angel, God shows up and gives him a new name. And when he gets a new name, he is all of a sudden Israel. And when you think about names in our day, many times we don't quite think of names in the same way as they did in Bible days. Names were super, super important. What they meant, what they revealed, what they spoke about us. And this name is a compound, Israel, of two words. Sarah meaning fight, struggle, or rule, and El meaning God. Some take this name, Israel, to mean he who struggles with God or he who rules with God. But in Hebrew, names sometimes, God is not the object of the verb, but the subject. Daniel means God judges. Not he judges God. This principle shows us Israel likely means God rules. And when you think of Jacob, who is the schemer, who always was in there doing the wrong thing, he didn't rule with God, but when he got his new name, God ruled in his life. When he wrestled with God and received the blessing of God, all of a sudden it wasn't him that was doing it, but God rules and God reigned in his life. That's what this new name meant. That's what this new name was all about, is God showing up and ruling in you and in me if we, like Jacob, are willing to wrestle with God, if we're willing to hold on to the tire, if we're willing to say, you're not going to leave me till I am whole, till blessing has come in me. God rules. And my question for us today is, have we allowed God to rule in our life? And maybe if we allowed God to rule in every area of our life, maybe there's 95% that we're like, yes, God's got it. But we just hold on to this small area, this small thing, this small concerning part of our life. And today, God wants us to release that to him, to let him rule in our life, in our situation, in a powerful and a real way. God wants to rule in you. And through you, every part of you. And when you're conquered by God, then you can become a conqueror. God wants to show up and move in you. He wants to prevail in your life. He wants to prevail in your struggle. He wants to prevail in your issues. He wants to prevail in your sickness. He wants to prevail in your worry or in your fear. He wants to prevail in you, but it can't be you that lead it. God has to be the ruler. And sometimes I think we would prefer Israel would mean that he rules with God, that we rule with him. But there's something that happens in our life when we realize, I don't need to rule with God. He's called me a part of his family. He's made me an heir of his throne. I'm just amazing. But I want God to rule in my life. I want to submit to him. I want to say yes to him. I want to give everything to him. And when I do, everything is made new and whole and well, and I can become victorious. Today, that is the challenge. Letting go of the old to experience his new. Letting go old of Jacob to experience Israel brings fullness to your life. It brings a face-to-face encounter with God. It brings a face-to-face moment with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It brings a face-to-face realization of who he is and what he's done. As I've been praying this week and as I've been just getting in the Word and just letting him speak, I believe there's people today that your life has been a struggle. There's people today that this last 10 weeks has been a serious struggle. And we must, in this moment, realize I'm not the conqueror. I don't have to fix everybody else's problems. I don't have to even scheme my own problems. But today I get to just offer myself to him and say, Lord, would you rule in my life? I don't need to be right with you. I just want you to rule. You tell me, you give me what to do. And then I'm gonna walk in the path that you have made for me. And today, as we think about this, fight or flight, you know, I think of a Memorial Day weekend. I think the only reason that we get to be here today is because of people who they fought to the bitter end. They gave everything, the final measure. They offered so that you and I could have freedom to come and worship. And we're so thankful to all of those that have served and given their lives. And the ultimate sacrifice is Jesus Christ. He gave his life on a cross some 2,000 plus years ago, and he loves you, and he cares for you. He wants the best things for you. He wants to reveal himself to you. And today, all I'm asking is, are you willing to fight? Are you willing to give it all? Are you willing to lay everything down at his feet? Are you willing to say, Lord, I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to hold on to you and to your blessing no matter what happens. I'm going to hold on to you and your blessing, because that's the only way I can be victorious. That's the only way I can be a conqueror, is if you, Jesus, conquer me. And today, if you've never given your life to Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity. If you're at home, if you're in the room today, all you have to do is ask him, Jesus, come into my life. Make me new. Take my sin away. I repent of what I have been and what I have done. And today I turn to you and I give you all of me. And there's others here today that it's time. It's time. You may have feel like you've been alone the last few weeks, but it's time not to be alone in a, I'm isolated, but get alone with God. Get with him. Get in his presence and let him pour his spirit out upon you. Let him bless you. Fight for what matters. And there is nothing, nothing that you can fight for that's going to make a bigger impact than the things of God. Get his word in you. If you're not praying, if you're not reading your word, do it. Start today. Get on YouVersion Bible app. Find a plan that works for you. Maybe something in the New Testament. And start reading his word. He's so good. He loves you so much. And he's coming. He wants to wrestle with you. He wants to wrestle some stuff out of your life that's been hurting and has been a problem. He wants to wrestle those things away. But today, are you willing to wrestle? Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to say, you're not going to leave? I'm not going to leave until the blessing has been poured out. So today, if you're at home, if you're in the room today, if you would just stand to your feet, we're going to take the last 5 minutes of our time. We're going to worship, and I encourage you, make it a prayer time. If you need to repent and come to Jesus, do it in your own words. Lord, forgive me. Make me new. I repent. I want to be your child. And that's it. That's all you have to do. He invites you in. Or if there's something you need to fight for, something you need to fight and get in there, do it. This is your moment. So Lord, we love you and we thank you. We thank you, God, that you're willing to come and wrestle with us. And Lord, we pray that you would give us the strength to fight for the blessing, to fight through pain, to fight through concern, to fight through things we've done years and years ago or maybe that have been done to us. And Lord, just to fight through fear or anxiety or worry in the season that we're in. Lord, help us to fight for for you. Fight for blessing that only you can give. And Lord, help us let go of the things that are not important to you. Lord, let us just let them go. Let you move in us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, I pray every time we think about a fight, a spiritual battle, something we're walking through, we think of a tire. We think of holding on to you with everything we have, God, with everything we have, and say, I'm not going to let my tongue get me in trouble this time. I'm not going to let my post on Facebook or Instagram. No, it's not going to happen, God, because we're holding on to you. And I don't have to be the conqueror. You are the conqueror. And I become the conqueror once I'm conquered by you and your spirit. So Lord, we worship you as we turn to this altar time, as we worship, Lord, would you speak, would you reveal, would you set free, would you make new? And Lord, I pray that even today that there would be some people that they are healed, they are delivered, they are set free, God, because we fight for what matters. We fight for the things of you and the things of your kingdom, Jesus. We love you and we thank you. You're so good. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you talk about. Savor the presence of Jesus.